You're listening to KHOL. I'm Tyler Pratt with your local newscast. A Colorado man has been charged with illegally landing a helicopter in Grand Teton National Park. According to park officials, rangers found the pilot and his helicopter at Moran Bay on the west shore of Jackson Lake late last month. He was charged with two misdemeanors. Each comes with a fine of up to $5,000 or 6 months in jail. The pilot is scheduled to appear before a Jackson federal judge in August. These are not his first offenses. The pilot was also charged earlier this year for flying a plane too low in another national park in Colorado. Grand Teton National Park staff say unauthorized helicopter landings are prohibited to protect wildlife and to preserve the visitor experience. Wyoming VA officials are raising awareness of expanded eligibility for benefits under a law that went into effect last year. Wyoming Public Radio's Hugh Cook reports on how it can benefit generations of veterans.
The PAC Act expands health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, or other toxic environments. Michael Elbricht is with the Sheridan VA system, which covers three-quarters of Wyoming. He says veterans don't have to prove health issues stemmed from their time of service anymore.
It basically provides presumptive conditions for veterans who either served during Vietnam, served during the Gulf War, or served post 9/11 in the Middle East.
Elbricht says the PACT Act is the largest expansion of benefits in many years, and that around 6,400 Wyoming veterans have been screened for exposure since January 2022. Nearly half have indicated they were exposed to toxic environments during their periods of service. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hugh Cook in Gillette.
A new college course kicks off this fall in Teton County aimed at promoting new business leaders and also to help create business models that can succeed in one of the country's most expensive regions. The Teton Leadership Center is a collaboration between a local entrepreneur incubator and Central Wyoming College. Executive Director Sandy Schultz-Hessler says one goal is for leaders to create new ideas to retain employees and be good community stewards.
And how do we create that in a way that doesn't have the externality of exhaustion, of feeling the stress of spending 80% of my take-home pay to have a roof over my head?
The Teton Leadership Center kicks off with a conference this fall and then will begin offering courses for college credit. Hessler says she hopes it will be a place where business leaders exchange ideas and come up with solutions to help make Jackson Hole both a desirable and prosperous place for businesses. Wyoming's oldest residents are turning to technology to challenge rising utility bills. Eric Gladys has more.
Wyoming's largest advocacy group for people age 50 and older is mobilizing its 80,000 members to let the state's Public Service Commission know what they think about Rocky Mountain Power's proposal to raise utility rates. Sam Shumway with AARP Wyoming says with the cost of everything from gas, groceries, and haircuts going up, a 21% increase could be devastating for households whose budgets are already stretched thin.
Many of our members are on a fixed income. They're going to have to decide, do I pay for this medication? How do I absorb a $17 or a $25 or a $30 rate increase?
Rocky Mountain Power says their proposal will not result in higher profits and that rate increases are necessary to ensure reliable service in the face of turbulent fossil fuel costs, including natural gas, which recently rose by 89%. The globally traded commodity is subject to price spikes due to extreme weather, international events, and other factors the utility says are beyond its control. I'm Eric Gladys.
You're listening to KHOL, Jackson Hole Community Radio.